Welcome back to That Damn Sports Podcast. It's been about a week, actually longer than a week, because last week was kind of dead before the Super Bowl, not really much going on, and we just kind of decided to hop off. But we're back to cover the Super Bowl. I have a little game I want to try out with everybody. We have John with us again, because David is really busy with school this semester, so hopefully we'll get more of David, but John's a good filler, so let's get started. So the game. Okay, I can't with this today. I'm sure someone's done it before because it's not very complex, but I just thought of it when I was just walking around at school and thought it'd be a good one to try. So basically the concept is I have a list of 8 players and 2 teams, okay, and I will randomly pick one of them, and I will start to explain who they are. I'll give, like, little hints, okay, and it'll start with very generic hints, and as it gets longer, I feel like they're not really getting it, I'll start to give bigger hints. Like, if it gets to I'm trying to stay away from saying a team or, like, a division, but if it gets to that point, I'll eventually we'll say there if we're struggling. Concept is, if Mikey answers it correctly first, he gets the point. If John answers it correct first, he gets the point. I have 10, and then I have an 11th in case there is a tie. So I think this could be good. I picked just random people. I mean, it was like – no backups, nothing like that. Like, I mean, there are people you guys will all know, and the two teams obviously you'll know. But it's also just random. Like, there was no rhyme or reason as to the people I chose at all. So – are you guys ready for this?
Let's get started.
Okay. So let's see which one I'm going to do first. And when I say two teams, I mean, like, I'm two franchises, and I'll explain the franchise.
Okay. Okay.
You got to try to guess franchise. But I'm not doing a team first. It's going to be a player. This player is a wide receiver. Okay, he's a wide receiver who is a big – he's a 50-50 guy. Likes to go for a lot of 50-50 balls. Can explode one game and then have a really bad game the next.
DeAndre Hopkins.
No.
are we just throwing out guesses?
I guess we could just throw out guesses for now. I'm trying to think of anything special about him. He's not the main target for his team, but he would be the second option.
DK Metcalf.
No.
T. Higgins.
No.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay, how long has he been in the league for?
I want to say 4 seasons? 4 or 5?
Julio Jones. Oh, never mind.
Okay, now I'll sort of give a conference in the AFC.
AFC. Hold up.
What's Mike Williams.
No.
Ooh, it's really going to jog my memory.
These are good guesses, though. These are good guesses.
It's going to jog my memory. Hold up. Give me 1 second. Hold up.
Don't cheat. No cheating.
I'm not cheating. I got to jog my memory with AFC teams. Okay, so he's 50-50.
He's known for winning a lot of 50-50 balls.
Chase Claypool?
No, he's a bigger target.
Okay, Chase Claypool's a bigger – Michael Pittman?
No. He would be – in terms of receivers, he's honestly probably the third option as if you add tight ends, but in terms of receivers, he's the second option for his team. I'll give you the division if you guys – but I'm going to give you guys a couple more seconds to see if you can come up with something.
50-50?
In the AFC?
Yeah. I mean, he's not like a star, but he's a good
Devontae
receiver.
Parker?
Devontae Parker, that's the one right there.
Yeah, I should have known. This was a
I'm starting with
And that's the only Dolphins player on the on the list, but I went ahead and just started with him. I just randomly chose. But, yeah, first one to Mikey.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was saying he's a second receiver behind Jalen Waddle and then probably the third option if you add tight ends because I'd say Gesicki's the number two. Yeah.
All right, 1-0.
Y'all throw some good guesses, though. I was impressed. There are people I didn't even think of. Okay. Our second player. Let's see. This is a quarterback. Okay, he is
Josh Allen.
Did he actually get it?
This guy you consider a dual threat quarterback. He's a younger quarterback.
Lamar.
Not very good. Not Lamar.
Tua.
No, everything's very accurate other than the fact that he's not mobile, but he still does suck. Yeah, there you go. That's the –
he's dual threat, and it's not Lamar, and it's not Allen. No.
Jalen Hurts.
He said he's not that good.
He's not that good. No.
Not Jalen Hurts?
Kyler Murray?
Not Kyler Murray.
I think Kyler Murray's good, bro. Whoa, he's back with a Russell Wilson. I think Russell Wilson's really good.
It's not Russell Wilson.
He said no backups?
Yeah, it's no backups.
Taysom Hill.
No.
Tyrod Taylor.
No.
He ain't starting, bro.
Yeah, younger quarterback, AFC. Not very good.
Not very good.
Zach Wilson?
Yes, Zach Wilson.
No.
Oh. That's not that.
No, it wasn't. And I just wasn't thinking that. I wasn't thinking Jets at all. And you know why? Because as soon as I looked at Jets, I was thinking of that other quarterback that they were starting the whole year. I wasn't thinking like, Zach Wilson, bro.
They had, I think, Brad Johnson or Joe Johnson and Joe Flacco in. For most
no, it was Mike, that one oh, dude, yeah, Mike yeah, freaking, yeah. What's his name?
Mike White?
Mike White. They were always like, oh, Mike White, yeah, he's the guy.
Like threw for like 450 yards from like dumb passes, and everything. Like, oh, dude, he's better than Zach Wilson.
That's who I was thinking of.
Here's your John, come on now.
Yeah, John, you got to pick this one up.
No, I got
this. When Mikey was struggling, I was like, okay, John's going to figure it out. All right, this one, let's go defense. This guy's a safety. Very good safety, hard hitter, very hard, that's what he's known for, especially like coming out of college. He's a very hard hitter. Yeah, he's a Pro Bowl safety. I don't know if he made the Pro Bowl this year, but I know he has made the Pro Bowl a couple times.
Nick Fitzpatrick.
No.
Jamal Adams.
No, neither.
Micah Hyde.
No.
Dude, they are not hard hitters, bro.
I had to go Bills first, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Kevin Byrd.
No.
Jesse Bates.
No. Ooh, let me think.
Ha-ha, Clinton Dix. Hey, bro, I'm just naming safeties, man.
I don't know if he's even in the league anymore, dude.
I think he is.
I don't think he is.
I looked it up. I remember looking him up at the middle of the year. He definitely got in the league. This guy, he's in the AFC.
Okay, it was AFC. I'm trying to think, bro. Oh, my God. Who am I missing here? Tyrann Mathieu?
No.
Not really a good guard.
No.
Bro, I'm thinking way too hard right now. Kevin Byard?
No.
That's like Kevin Byard, like an idiot.
Another hint. His team did not make the playoffs.
No. Oh, Derwin James.
Yep, it is Derwin James. John. I'm trying.
Hey, come back. Starts now.
I'm trying.
Once he didn't make the playoffs, like, oh, it's Derwin James. He had a really good season this year too.
They should have made the playoffs.
Yeah, no, Derwin James. God, John, come on, man.
Can't beat me, bro. You can't.
Okay. I don't know my safeties, man.
All right, I've done three AFC unintentionally, so I'm gonna go NFC.
Don't tell us that now you're going NFC.
Okay, well, this guy's in the NFC. We've narrowed it down to that. No, actually, I'm just gonna pick a different one. It's gonna be one of the teams. This is a good time to do the teams. Okay, this team, I'm trying to figure out how to classify them. I don't think they have like a solid star receiver. Their fan base thinks they are the best thing since sliced bread, but in reality, they are a very average team at best, and they seem to always be very average.
Cowboys.
No, not Cowboys. I couldn't put the Cowboys in here because that'd be way too easy.
Steelers.
No, not Steelers.
So you said they're average.
Unless I'm really having a brain fart and the main thing I think about when I think of their offense is at least that they don't just have like that number one wide receiver. They do, but it's not to the extent of a lot of other teams.
Best things in sliced bread, and they're always average.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I can
the Eagles.
Yes, John with the Eagles. Yeah. John got it.
No, I was thinking, dude, the receivers for the Eagles are sus, bro.
I was about to say either the Giants or the Eagles because everyone's like, dude, it's our year. Everyone, I mean, the Giants suck. They've sucked for a while, but they always say, dude, We got Saquon now. Kenny Galladay. We're about to go off.
Eagles fans really do, like, they're kind of, like, nonchalant about it, but they really do, like, always think their team's, like, really good.
And then, like, when they win one big game, they go nuts.
Yeah.
Like, the reason I even chose them was because of Gavin arguing us in Columbia the other weekend.
I was a fool.
Yeah. All right, John, that was a big one for you, man. That was.
Am I going to blow the 3-1 lead? Uh-oh.
That was a big one. All right, let's go. This is a receiver. He is a downfield threat. He's a speed guy.
Tyreek Hill.
I can't. Like I said, I don't think there's. I don't think I picked any. Like, well, I take
superstars.
Yeah, this guy is a speed guy. Downfield.
Ooh, Henry Ruggs. Wait.
God, dude.
That's so too awful. Soon. Yeah, dude. That's awful.
I'm just trying. I had to.
I'm trying not to laugh. That's just terrible. No, dude, this guy, like I said, downfield threat, was, okay, I don't know, because there's a couple guys you consider this for, but he was terrible.
Yeah, more.
He was terrible this year.
Jerry Jeudy?
No.
Okay, it's just not much. Downfield threat was
terrible. Terrible as in, like, stat production?
Yeah, I just had a really bad year.
And when you say downfield threat, is he a speed guy, or yes, he's a
– A lot of his career touchdowns and stuff, and a lot of the things he was known for was being really fast and
getting Sean Jackson.
Getting the ball deep.
Marquise Brown.
No. Had a really bad year. Really bad year, especially if you want to consider fantasy football. Did not live up to what it was to be.
Chris Godwin, I mean, he was hurt, though.
No, he had a pretty decent year. Allen Robinson, he's not really a speed guy, but he was terrible.
Oh, Rob, you are right. He was terrible in fantasy. I drafted him. He was awful.
T.Y. Hilton.
No.
He's old. He's a
bum. I'm really surprised by you guys. I feel like I would have got this one, and I'm not as well-versed as you two.
Michael Thomas?
He's been hurt. All right, give us another hint here.
He is in the NFC.
Amari Cooper?
No.
CeeDee Lamb?
No, his team also did not make the playoffs.
Calvin Ridley.
Make the playoffs.
No, not Calvin Ridley.
Oh, you already said Calvin Ridley. Damn it. Terry McLaurin?
No.
Speed guy in the NFC?
Yeah, and you know what? I think he has a rocket. No. And this guy is a speed guy. And I don't know. I guess.
DJ Moore?
No.
What?
Dude. Come on, guys.
Speed.
They thought he was going to do really well this year because he had his old quarterback.
It's his old quarterback, Andy Robinson. What's his name? Oh my God!
You're on the right track. I can tell you.
Oh that. No, Andy, I can't.
No, dude, no, I can't think.
I don't know what you're trying to say, so I can't steal it from you.
You're on the right track.
Hold on, give me a second. Hold on.
Robinson? Something Robinson?
No, come on, John. You can steal it.
Thank
you.
No, bro. Wait, calm down.
Yo, I'm trying to think of Robinson. Calm down. Allen Robinson?
No,
Robbie Anderson.
Yeah.
Oh.
I couldn't think of this guy's name, bro.
Damn, yo, that's, oh I mean, oh, man, that, yeah, I guess he is considered.
Robinson? I was like, that's not right.
he said Anderson Robbie?
And I was like, what?
Damn it, bro.
I was like, no, it is Robinson, right? And I was like, no, I was putting his last name and his first name together.
Dude, yeah, I feel like that one was not that hard. I thought when I said he had a bad year this year, this was going to be easy.
Well, I'm not thinking about the number two wide receiver on these teams, and he's the number two. I'm thinking about a number one guy. And
I'm definitely not thinking about the Panthers in general.
Yeah, I'm not either. I'm not thinking of Robbie freaking Anderson, the guy who celebrates after being down by 30 points to Tampa Bay, and he catches one ball. I'm like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
Man.
All right, 4-1. Woo! After I almost blew that one.
Oh, John, if you just stole that one, I would have cried.
I was trying, bro. I just, you know, wasn't there.
All right, this guy is a tight end. He came out. He's probably the best receiver on his team. Counting receivers as well.
Mark Andrews.
No. Really good route runner, but phenomenal hands.
best receiver.
He's a tight end.
Okay.
But he's the number one receiving option for his team.
Thank you. I don't really think it's anyone in the NFC.
Well, you said it's not a star, so it's not Travis Kelce.
You said it's not who?
Travis Kelce.
It's not Travis Kelce. This guy is – this guy, huh?
Kyle Pitts?
No. This one's not – this one's really not hard. Kyle, you guys let me down.
This one's not – Darren Waller?
Yeah, it's Darren Waller.
Okay.
God, done. Dude.
With you, dude, it's so hit or miss. It's either a top name or, like, a bum.
That's the point. That's the point. That's the whole point.
Yeah. Hey, I'm, man, like,
don't
I'm
sleep
not.
With Hunter Renfrow here.
Dan Waller's the best receiver on that team. Come on now.
No, man. I mean, Hunter Renfrow.
All right, John, we're fighting for pride here, man.
Yeah, no. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to get one of these.
5-1 now?
Yeah, 5-1. But we're fighting for pride.
I can still come back.
Okay, this guy's a cornerback, an outside corner. I believe he's one of the best in the league, and he's also one that a lot of people seem to forget about when we think of big names. We always seem to say the Jalen Ramseys, the Xavier Howard.
Ooh, no. I just remember you talking big game about Xavier Howard.
Yeah, so we say all these guys, but this guy, I feel like he's definitely in the top 10. Maybe some would argue top 5, but his name is often forgotten about when we think about the best cornerbacks in the NFL.
Jair Alexander?
No. I don't think he's forgotten at all, to be honest.
Well, Xavier Rhodes.
He is good. Xavier Rhodes is good, but I don't know if he's top 5.
I mean, the top 5, I guess some could argue, but he's definitely top 10, and he's a name that people always forget about. This is a prime example right here.
Nate Diggs. Tell you that much. Stephon Gilmore.
No. He's not forgotten, dude. This is –
Is this recent, like, or is he like a veteran now?
I guess you could consider him a vet, but he's still very, very good.
Very young?
Yeah, not very young, but he's young. He's with his second team now.
Joe Hayden.
No.
That was his second team.
There's no way I'm getting this.
He established his name with one team, and then he left, and now he's doing just as well with this team.
Oh, shoot. What's his name?
Who left?
Oh, freak.
He changed his number this year.
I know exactly who it is. I forgot his name. Crap. Oh, man.
I have another hint that I think would lead John to the right direction, but I know.
Not Jalen Ramsey.
No. If I gave this.
Oh, my. Yo, I need, like, can I, like, ooh, if I, James, like, know it. Marlon Humphrey? No, it's not Marlon Humphrey. It's the
you
fucking
think
other guy.
Peters? Huh?
Marcus Peters?
Marcus Peters.
No.
It wasn't James Bradberry?
No. This guy's played for two teams. God, he changed his number this year. I'm trying to think of another way to hint without giving it away. He's in the...
I got it. Patrick Peterson.
No. This guy is in the NFC now. I think he stayed. Actually, he stayed.
Peterson. I mean, that should have been it, man.
He's in the NFC.
Richard Sherman?
No.
Oh, Darius Slay.
Yeah, it's Darius Slay. It is Darius Slay.
Oh, he went to the Eagles.
I should have got that honor earlier.
Damn, I really was thinking it was Marcus Peters.
I thought you were going to get it, Mikey.
I mean, I did get it. It just took me a while, man.
Okay. Let's go. I'm going to go with the franchise here. This franchise, they're not good. I can tell you that especially this year, they're very bad. So that should give you that's a pretty big hint there. A lot of question marks around this franchise. Don't really have a top tier receiver. Don't really have a top tier running back, and don't really have a top tier quarterback. They are very bad. No.
Giants. Commanders.
No.
Detroit.
No. You see, okay, Mike just lives off bad names, so John, you gotta step.
Jacksonville.
No.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the Colts, bro, obviously.
With Jonathan Taylor, no elite running back.
Was there a question at quarterback?
Yeah.
No question at quarterback?
No, there is a lot. Big question at quarterback.
Texans.
Yes! Yes, John! Yes, John! Yes, that is perfect. Bingo. Texans.
Oh man, what the heck?
Yeah, people. Honestly, I forgot.
Hey, don't sleep on Brandon Cooks here.
No, dude. I forgot how bad the Texans are. Honestly, now looking at that,
they did a lot better offense than I thought they would with Davis Mills and Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod's the truth, bro.
I can't think of a single position group on that roster that is good.
No, I mean, I remember when they had like a top defense a couple years ago.
And yeah, they got Lovie Smith, who hasn't had a winning record. He won the Chicago Bears and went 11-39 at Illinois. Like, are you freaking – and their defense was terrible this year, and they hired Lovie Smith.
And see, you'd think they'd be smart enough to hire Brian Flores.
Yeah.
With the whole Deshaun Watson thing going on, and to where, like, Deshaun obviously wants to play Brian Flores, and they want to keep Deshaun. And they hire Lovie Smith. The Texans are a joke, dude.
They don't want to go in the right direction.
No, they don't. I mean, they were about to hire Josh McCown, who has never coached in his life. That's all you need to know.
No way. I didn't know that.
Josh McCown has been in the running for head coach 2 years in a row. He's never coached. Like, I get he's a veteran, and he's been around the league. He probably knows a lot. He could be a good coach. I don't know, but – that's going to be your hire.
Hiring him as a coach. They need him at quarterback. Shit.
Hey, to be fair, Josh McCown, a heck of a high school football coach. So,
okay. That might be true.
It's the NFL, Austin.
little different, but.
Brian Lane to the Texans.
Yeah.
All right. We got two more. Second to last one. This is a receiver. If you add – in terms of receivers, he's the number two. If you add the tight end on their roster, he would be the number three. Had a really good rookie year and had some issues with the coaching staff this year and did not play too well. He showed flashes in like two or three games, but for the most part was not what everybody thought he was going to be after his rookie season.
After his rookie – Brandon Ayuk?
Boom. Wow, that's the fastest one we're going to get. Brandon Ayuk.
I was going to say Goddard.
No, I think
a
tight end, you idiot.
Goddard?
Dallas Goddard's a tight end.
Oh, shit. Well, I misheard that. I was thinking tight ends because you said tight end, then my mind started thinking tight end.
He's a number three if you count the tight end.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be the hardest one for you guys.
No, that one was like the easiest one. Rookie year, he went off. Everyone's like, oh, dude, this guy's raw. Then you got Debo and Kittle. And, you know, Ayuk was
– he had issues with the coaching staff. I do remember reading that. All right, last one. I'm giving you one hint. I'm just going to tell you the position, and you guys got to just fight for yourselves. It's a kicker. Go.
Justin Tucker.
No.
Chris Bosh.
Hey, it's obviously Money McPherson, bro.
No.
Is it?
No.
Ooh, that would be a good one. Nick Folk.
No.
Elliot Fry.
Tyler Bass.
No and no.
Chris Boswell.
No. I don't know that many kickers, to be honest.
I don't either.
This is a pretty – I mean, you both
– on the Chiefs, Harrison Butler.
No, but you both know this kicker.
Is Gostkowski still in the league?
Nick Skiba.
No and no. Once I say his name, you'd be like, oh, I know him.
Matt Gay.
No.
Dan Carlson.
No, guys, come on. This name, he's old.
Matt Prater.
No.
He's old.
Yeah, he's old.
He's old. Sebastian.
He might be the oldest player in the NFL.
No. Whitworth is. So you're wrong, man.
Oldest.
He's one of the oldest in the NFL.
Oh, I got it. Oh, my God, I'm blanking on his freaking name.
Something.
He did really bad this year, too, didn't he?
I think so.
Oh, my God. Son of a bitch.
John, he's on a playoff team.
Yeah, no, don't give him any more. I know who it is.
Dude, I don't know, bro.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm about to cheat just a little bit. So I can remember his name.
He got a number one seed.
Shut up.
In the NFC.
Suck up.
Shut up, bro. No, bro. I'm not going to be able to find him.
Oh.
No.
Come on, John. He's cheating.
Make the cross me.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, that's what I was going to say, bro. That's it.
Let's go. I knew it was Mason Crosby, bro.
Yeah, that's like a pretty well-known name for a kicker.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, shit. Definitely forgot about him.
So, John got smoked.
John got smoked.
Didn't expect that one.
I feel like I know more, like, bench warmers than I do, like, starters.
Oh, John, I know a shit ton of backups. We did a segment where I could literally name, like, every backup QB.
But, yeah, he actually was pretty impressive with that,
legitimately. It's not.
Who's the backup for the Bills, bro?
Mitchell Trubisky, baby.
All right, good.
I want him to play for the Steelers. Yeah, book it right now. He's going to go off. If he can take Matt Nagy's offense in the playoffs twice, I got some faith in him.
Yeah, give us Najee, and you could have Mitch.
Honestly?
Because Najee should have been on the freaking Bills anyways, dude. Guys stole him from us.
Got Josh Allen. Let us have something good.
Yeah, imagine our offense with Najee, bro.
Stephon Diggs. Micah Hyde, Jadavious White, Jordan Poyer, like Tremaine Edmonds. We have Terrell Edmonds.
Tremaine, yeah.
I mean, give us a break, man. You got Ed Oliver, too. I mean, we got some players on defense.
You're about to get Kenny Pickett, bro. Don't worry.
No, God, no. Malik Willis and Kenny Pickett, if we get either one, I will be so upset. I'd rather Marcus Mariota, Kirk Cousins, Jimmy Garoppolo, Mitchell Trubisky over all those guys.
You think Mariota can produce in that offense?
Yeah, man. Yes.
I mean, he's going to be able to get the ball downfield?
Dude, he's mobile. I'm not saying these guys are going to be our starters for like.
Oh, just like a hold off type
just of like deal. A hold off until there's a better quarterback class because I don't believe in any of these quarterbacks coming out. You know what I mean? I don't want to draft a quarterback in the first round. Let us get an offensive line, put Mitch or Mariota there. Honestly, I think Mitch can be decent. I really do. Jimmy Garoppolo's been to a Super Bowl and NFC Championship game. So, I mean, I'd rather have him as much hate as he gets. Mariota, I mean, he's a mobile guy. He had a really good game when he got plugged in for a little bit. And then Kirk Cousins, I mean, he had a great year this year. I mean, he's not a mobile QB, but he's accurate. Like, I'd rather all those guys over Malik Willis. Malik Willis has such a high ceiling, but I don't believe in him. He didn't play at a big college. Very inaccurate with his deep ball. Matt Corral, very inaccurate. I just don't trust any of these QBs. I'd rather have any one of those guys over these quarterbacks here.
Okay. So, with that being said, you give us your draft pick, and we give you Tua.
I'd rather shoot myself. Have Tua Tagovailoa as my quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think about Mac Jones?
I don't want Mac Jones either.
I just believe Tua and Mac Jones are very similar, and so
they are.
I think so. The hype around them and
sounds really weird coming from me. I somewhat think Tua is better than Mac Jones.
You just said Tua is better than Mac.
I think I honestly do believe that.
No, Mac doesn't make stupid decisions.
Tua does. No. I won't say Tua makes stupid decisions. He doesn't. He really doesn't throw like a lot of interceptions. He doesn't make a lot of. His completion percentage is ridiculous. He just can't throw the ball down the field, and he fumbles the ball all the time. That's what
when
I'm like.
When he does make a stupid decision, it's really dumb, like really dumb. Mac Jones doesn't make stupid decisions, like at all, that I've seen. They don't allow Mac Jones to make stupid decisions.
When you play in a game.
Yeah, because they run the ball 50% of the time.
Yeah, they don't allow him.
When you play a game where you throw the ball twice, I mean, I would hope that one of your two passes is not a bad decision.
Correct.
So, anyway, all right. So now let's get to the topic, the biggest event in sports, the Super Bowl. I enjoyed watching it. I was disappointed. Obviously, I wanted Joe Burrow, but it's hard to be disappointed when on the other side you got Matthew Stafford winning a Super Bowl.
Yes, called it.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just go. Mike, I'm gonna let you go first. I know this is your time to shine.
Again.
I also want to say though, before Mike gets into it, and we're gonna go all the way back before the season started. Mikey and I both knew Matt Stafford was primed for a great, like a great year. I didn't know if I said Super Bowl, but I know he was primed to have a great year in that offense with Sean McVay.
I mean,
but Mikey,
I said my dark horse team and dark horse MVP was Matty, and dude, I mean, if you look at his game, it wasn't the greatest game. He had one pick that was his fault, the other one off his wide receiver's hands. But I mean, the balls to throw a no look pass to Cooper Kupp on the final drive. What other quarterback besides like Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers does that? And Josh Allen. No other quarterback. It was a great game. I feel bad for Joe Burrow. I do like Joe Burrow. Not a huge Bengals fan, obviously, because I'm a Steelers fan. Glad Matt Stafford got a ring. It was an interesting game. I think the Rams would have beat them by like a touchdown or more if Odell Beckham was still in the game, because that killed them. That killed them. They just started double teaming Cooper Kupp. He wasn't doing that well, and then obviously the last drive he went off. But overall, I mean, it was the pass rush game to Joe Burrow. We saw that at the end with Aaron Donald, and when you got that many players on that team, it was bound to happen that they were going to win the game.
Yeah, I was impressed with the showing the Bengals had, because I mean, they could have easily been blown out in this game. And I don't think a lot of people. I think a lot of people love the whole Joe Burrow story and the meme around him and stuff. But I think a lot of people kind of had a feeling that the Rams were going to win this game. I mean, this young receiving core and this young quarterback. I mean, they played pretty lights out. I mean, Burrow 22 of 33 with 260 and a touchdown, no picks. You know, T. Higgins 100 yards receiving, Ja'Marr Chase 90 yards receiving. That's cool to watch. It's cool to watch like how promising it's going to be. It's weird when I look at their stats, the Bengals stat line. It's like their stat line looks like a team that won. I guess they just didn't get enough touchdowns because I think the defense played for their defense to not be to be pretty below average. I think their defense played really well.
No, they did.
But John, I'll let you get what you took away from it.
Yeah, I mean, going off of the stats or what you just said, the biggest thing that I see on the Bengals side is that 7 sacks allowed. It came back to haunt them, dude. You just can't give up that many sacks and win football games. Down to that last freaking play, man. You know, the pressure. I don't know if you guys saw there was a picture going around of like the end zone view, and Jalen Ramsey was on the ground. Ja'Marr Chase was wide open.
Yep.
So it makes you just think a little bit, you know, if Joe Burrow had a little bit more time, could he have gotten that pass off and scored that game winning touchdown? But, you know, they didn't get it done. So, but like you were saying, a lot of people expected the Rams to kind of just run away with this game. And, you know, whether the NFL has some kind of factor into the, you know, game or not, the Bengals kept it close. And you couldn't have really asked for a better Super Bowl. One of the more exciting ones we've had in the past couple of years, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking at the turnover battle, I mean, they won the turnover battle, but again, 7 sacks. I mean, that just, it kind of takes away from the turnovers if you can't do anything with it when you get the ball back. My thing is, one, the refs were terrible. Jalen Ramsey, you know, did let up a huge touchdown, but he got his face mask pulled and it wasn't called to start the second half. And then, if you're not going to call pass interference the whole game, and then you're going to call a holding and then a pass interference on the last two plays, I feel like that's when you shouldn't call it if it's not, like, obvious, you know. And the first one should not have been called. I don't think it should have been called. I mean, he held him a little bit, but he didn't actually grab the jersey. His hand was just kind of around his waist. Don't know how much that affected him. The one to Cooper Kupp, I mean, I can see because he did pull the jersey and it was kind of obvious. But the refs were bad. They missed a blown call on Jalen Ramsey. I guess it was a makeup call. But Zach Taylor, the one thing I don't understand, the final two plays, Joe Mixon is not in. Yeah. Samaje Perine is in, and you run the ball with him. I mean, he's your third down back, but Joe Mixon is so much better than Samaje Perine, and you don't run the ball with him. And then the last play, I mean, he didn't do anything, but I mean, they had the right play call. I mean, they weren't even supposed to go to Ja'Marr Chase. Ja'Marr Chase wasn't even the option. It was their tight end, CJ. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but they had him out in the flat on the outside, and he was wide open. But obviously, Aaron Donald got that game-winning sack. And that, you got to feel for Aaron Donald because he's probably retiring now, and he finally got his ring.
Yeah. Bounce off the penalty thing. It was not a it wasn't a hold. It wasn't a defensive hold.
The one before the final touchdown or the touchdown?
Yeah, the one – I think it was the one that they called – I can't remember the linebacker's name, but he held Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, 55.
Yeah, that – I think that was one of those things a lot of people were complaining on social media. That's like as soon as – if you see a linebacker lined up against a slot receiver or receiver of Cooper Kupp's ability, that you just automatically just assume it's a hold or that any kind of contact is illegal. But it wasn't a defensive hold. And that sucks. But end of the day, I think the Rams, I mean, we could do that back and forth. You know, the same thing you said about T. Higgins touchdown. Odell doesn't get hurt. End of the day, man, I don't think there's anything like that where it's like, oh, that's the refs lost the Bengals the game. The Rams won the game. And the sad thing for me is, and this is something that I just feel in my gut, and I don't necessarily have much logic behind it other than it's just my like a gut feeling, is I don't think – now, I'm not saying I don't think Joe Burrow will, but I'm saying I don't think the Bengals are going to be back in the Super Bowl.
No, I don't.
I agree.
I don't agree. A lot of people are saying, like, well, Joe Burrow's got all this time. He's got blah, blah, blah. That's good. Yeah. That's great and all. And he's got a great receiving core around him, but a very bad defense and a terrible offensive line. I don't see the Bengals going very far. I just don't see him going back when you have a – he does have a great receiving core, but with a very suspect defense and a very bad offensive line, I don't know how much more you can improve that and quickly. I don't know. It's just something about the Bengals. I think if Joe Burrow gets out of there and goes somewhere else, maybe. But I just don't see the Bengals making it back to the Super Bowl, and that's what's sad. That's why I was kind of really, really hoping they would do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I was saying the same thing once they kind of lost. I was like, you know, it's a great story that they got there, you know, good for the time being, but don't expect them to be back around here anytime soon. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe not even, you know, playoff caliber. I don't know. You know, they're not – when you look at the team, sure, their offense is there, but the defense and other little small pieces they're missing, it's not going to be anytime soon.
Yeah, and
I think they just got red hot at the very end, and they just didn't let up, and that's what kind of pushed them into the playoffs, and that's what kind of kept fueling them in the whole Joe Burrow, and everyone's in love with Joe Burrow. And, you know, when you got that much momentum, man, and you got those offensive players, I mean, you can get away with things, and that's what they did. They got away with – Joe Burrow getting sacked, and they had some things fall the right way, and they just caught a hot streak. But, you know, they can fix up the offensive line in the draft here. I'm not going to sit here and say that I don't think they can go back, because I think they can with that high-powered offense. I think they're playoff contenders, but I will say I don't think they're going to be in the Super Bowl for the next 4 or 5 years. I don't think that's going to happen. I wouldn't be surprised, though. I mean, Joe Burrow played out of his mind. I don't think he's Justin Herbert, Josh Allen, or Patrick Mahomes. I don't think he's going to get past them again anytime soon. I think that's the biggest thing for me. That's why I'm not saying they're going to make it. Not because of their team. It's because of the quarterbacks they have to play in the AFC is ridiculous.
That's exactly where I was going with what I was about to say. Is I think it's not as much the Bengals, and I definitely think the Bengals are going to be a playoff team. I would not say that. But I think the biggest hurdle they're going to have to go through is, you know, the Chiefs are not going away anytime soon. It's apparent that the Bills are itching their way, are scratching their way to be. They're going to get into an AFC Championship and a Super Bowl. And, I mean, even another quarterback you mentioned with Justin Herbert, they didn't make the playoffs, but I wouldn't be surprised if they do soon, as early as next year, and they make a push. And there's other teams that didn't make the playoffs and such that are still got a lot of talent. They're only
looking at the Ravens, too. I mean, Ravens, if Lamar Jackson doesn't get hurt all year, they're definitely in the playoffs. So, I mean – there's just so many good teams in the AFC that I just don't think their defense is going to be able to stop any of these top five quarterbacks, top 10 quarterbacks.
Yeah, well, I mean, and the positive for the Bengals, though, is one thing they don't have to worry about is the Miami Dolphins making it anywhere close to them, because considering our quarterback is still Tua Tagovailoa, I think they're okay.
Steelers will make the playoffs. I don't care who's that quarterback. They will somehow get into the playoffs. I'm telling you to book it now. I said it earlier this year, said, watch, Steelers going to make it. Everyone's like, dude, there's no way. And we got lucky, but we still made it.
All right, we're running a little long time. Before we go, and I want this to be honest, no bias at all, I want your way too early prediction for who is going to win the Super Bowl in 2023.
You gotta pick one name. I can't do that because I don't know where Aaron Rodgers is going. Wherever Rodgers goes, either the 49ers, he could go to the 49ers or the Bucks. If Rodgers goes anywhere there, I'm booking them. But I won't pick them because I don't know where Rodgers is going. So, John, you go first and let me think real quick. I know who you're going to pick, though.
You know who I'm picking, man. All bias aside, the Bills aren't coming all this way to lose again, bro.
It's hard. It's hard to not pick the Bills. It really is. I don't know if I can.
I can.
All right, you go first. You go first.
I'm sorry. They, you know – happened to him once, not happening again. The Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to be my pick. If I'm being honest, I don't think you get Patrick Mahomes twice.
All right. So, you know what? Since everyone's picking obvious bets here, I do think the Bills are – I do think Bills have a good chance with the Chiefs. But you know what? I think it's Justin Herbert's year this year. I think he's going to do exactly what Joe Burrow did with not a great defense, and he's going to shut everyone up, and Justin Herbert's going to get himself a ring in his third year.
Well, at least, on the price, we all stuck with the AFC. So.
NFC's not winning. Tom Brady's gone. Matthew Stafford, as much as I love him, I don't think he's repeating two times in a row. And there's really nobody else on that side that I truly trust. Like, Russell Wilson, don't really trust him. I don't know where Rodgers is. And then Trey Lance on the 49ers, I haven't seen anything from him, so I can't pick them. So I'm going Justin Herbert here. He's going to get it.
All right. Well, boys, it's been real. We will catch you guys back next week with some more coverage on whatever happens. We'll see NBA, NFL, whatever ends up coming our way. So, as always, thanks for that damn sports podcast. Catch y'all later. Peace.